from high above all other equally shocked and dismayed forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Welcome, my friends, to Morning Reload. This is the segment of the program where we give you a little Monday morning ammunition to use against those stupid liberal irritants that would interrupt your morning coffee. But before we do any of that, a little egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work, but the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Crickets Cheney or stupid sleepy Joe Biden and you don't have a clue what's been going on, well, you need to go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you exclusively by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for any type of building, be it an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or a community building or any of those things, well, then you need to call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. These guys are the experts in what they do. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So don't go with a second-rate company. Go with Morton Buildings. Give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. The Platte County GOP is going to be holding an event on September 11th in Wheatland, Wyoming at 258 Pruitt Road. Adults are going to be $30 apiece, and for kids under 18, the ticket price is $5. Glenn Woods from Wake Up Wyoming is going to be the featured guest, and as you probably heard, they're going to be giving away one of America's most favorite weapons, an AR-15. There's going to be a custom-made table and a handmade quilt. All of those things are going to be auctioned off. So put that on your calendar. September 11th, Wheatland, Wyoming, the Platte County GOP. If you want further information, you can give Jerry Kundal a call at 307-331-0508. Put that on your calendar. You don't want to miss it. For a long time, the so-called Wyoming mainstream media has been a pretty insular group of folks. A few people owned multiple media sources. One of those guys is Bill Sniffen. Bill Sniffen runs the oversized political blog, also known as the Cowboy State Daily, who we affectionately refer to as the Cowboy State Cowpie. We refer to them in such excremental terms as they continue to push a narrative that they want you to believe, because for so long they've been the media elites and they think that they can convince you of anything. Far too often they tread very, very close to what some would call, well, hold on a minute.
That is a lie. Of fake news back there. That's a lot.
And they are fake news. Gone are the days where we have unbiased reporting in the pages of Wyoming's mainstream media. No, they just push an agenda now. And because they've been in power for so very long, they believe that they can do whatever they want without repercussions. Well, their time is coming to an end, but they still try to fight back every once in a while, and let me give you an example here. From the pages of that oversized political blog, The Cowboy State Cowpie. Here's an editorial by Bill Sniffen himself entitled, quote, Liz Cheney is putting Wyoming in national media spotlight. And this was published yesterday, October 22nd. Now listen very, very carefully to what's behind what I'm about to read to you. Quote, I find the possibility of a loss, Liz Cheney's loss, hard to grasp. However, since if she runs, some 14,000 Democrats and independents will cross over on primary election day to pretty much guarantee her re-election. End quote. Now, that short little paragraph is buried deep in the editorial, but it's important because the whole thing says why Liz Cheney won't get reelected, and here we have a little paragraph where it says that she absolutely will. Let me reread it to you. Quote, I find the possibility of a loss hard to grasp. However, since if she runs, some 14,000 Democrats and independents will cross over on primary election day to pretty much guarantee her reelection. End quote. The other sinister part of this is Bill Sniffen himself knows that crossover voting is an absolute problem in the state of Wyoming, and he is implicitly telling those Liz Cheney supporters that if they want her to get reelected, namely the Democrats and independents in the state, if they want her to get reelected, that they should go to the polls and engage in crossover voting. This piece is just a perfect example of how the elites in the mainstream media have continued to try to manipulate you into doing what they want. If the cowpie were honest brokers of information, they would be explaining to you that one way we can avoid a Liz Cheney win is by establishing a runoff bill in the state legislature before the next election. That explain how that there's already a bill that's been drafted by Representative Nyman. How it's not going to be a problem if we just put our minds to it. But no, these elites in the mainstream media continue to say that there's nothing that you can do to prevent Liz Cheney from getting elected. And that is the point of this editorial. Complete and utter fake news.
You're fake news. You have an agenda.
Yep, exactly. The other thing I wanted to touch on this morning is this disaster that's unfolding in Afghanistan. Up until now, the United States military has maintained a pretty delicate balance in Afghanistan, with only 2,500 troops to fend off the forces of the Taliban and other al-Qaeda-related type of forces. And here you have Joe Biden just deciding that he's going to completely pull out of the country. This has created a humanitarian disaster on the scale that nobody could have possibly imagined. Oops, no, I'm wrong. Every single military intelligence outfit in the United States told the Biden administration that this is exactly what was going to happen should he move forward with his plans. And what did the administration do? They did it anyway, because they don't give a crap about American lives. And now it's obvious. There are two opinion pieces that came out this morning that I want to point your attention to. The first one is on FoxNews.com, and it's written by Liz Peek. And I quote, "Meanwhile, our barely conscious President Joe Biden has lied about the disappearance of al-Qaeda from Afghanistan, the supportiveness of our allies, and about Americans being able to access the Kabul airport. Worse, he is defending the indefensible. How can anybody defend abandoning the strategically critical Bagram Air Force airfield in the dead of night, gifting our enemies untold amounts of armaments, and not preparing for the evacuation of tens of thousands of Americans? How can anyone say it's okay for the French, Germans, British to send forces into Kabul and to rescue their own people while the United States troops are told to stand down? Heads should roll, but under this insipid and gutless guidance, not leadership, of Joe Biden, they will not. Instead, the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, and Vice President Kamala Harris serve as props, standing literally, if not figuratively, behind the president as he struggles to answer questions from a suddenly inquisitive press corps. The only remotely positive aspect of this epic disaster unfolding in Afghanistan is this. All Americans, indeed, the entire world, have now seen the real Joe Biden and will now question the president's credibility and capability, like cowboy state politics has been doing all along." The second piece I'd like to point out to you comes from the pages of the Red Star, and it's by Leonard Pitts, published on August 22nd, that's yesterday. Now, Leonard Pitts is a liberal, and I don't agree with him on just about anything. In fact, this is the first thing that I've ever agreed with him on. But I wanted to read this to you. Quote, "It is a grisly, miserable bookend to an image that began this misadventure 20 years ago. Tiny human dots plummeting down the side of a burning New York skyscraper. Collateral damage in an asymmetric war between Islamic fundamentalists and the West. 20 years later, the people who leapt from the World Trade Center are a defining memory for that awful day. But do we remember? Do we even know their names? Probably not, on both counts. Individual lives tend to get ground up in the giant gears of geopolitics and history. Last week, the process was underway even before the bodies hit the ground, and the punditocracy united in debating the question that, for many, was foremost in importance. Who gets the blame for this debacle? Does it go to the Bush, Obama, or Trump administrations for mishandling the war? To the Biden administration for bungling the pullout, creating a deadly calamity by misreading the speed with which Taliban forces would overrun the nation? To Afghanistan's hapless government, or to the U.S. military leaders who kept assuring us things were going well when, clearly, they were not? Well, the answer is, yes, all of the above. The answer is also, who cares? And yet, when you're the girl now forced at gunpoint to hide your face, your aspirations, your very self, beneath the veil to appease some fanatic's version of faith, when you're an ordinary man stranded with your family at a Taliban checkpoint for lack of some document, while the Americans whose mission you served fly off without you, when you are chasing a transport plane on a runway, when you are tumbling through space, the ground coming up fast, yeah, The answer is also, who cares? Our hubris and our failures, they echo, they ramify. That was the story of last week, of tiny dots that fell from the United States transport plane as it cleaved the sky. Reports identified them as Fida Mohammed and Safiya Hotak. Just so we all know, those dots had names. And just like the 15,000 American citizens who are now trapped in Afghanistan, the Joe Biden administration has abandoned all of them. It's a pretty grim picture, and certainly it's not one to be proud of. Now, if there could possibly be any good news in this situation, it is that private charities are coming together in America to get people out of Afghanistan. One of those is Glenn Beck's outfit, and they've raised approximately $22 million in a few short days. As is almost always the case, private charities are far more effective than anything the government could possibly do. One thing you can do if you want to help out people in Afghanistan is to donate to Glenn Beck's Nazarene Fund. I've put a link to it on cowboystatepolitics.com under the show content tab. Couple of brief announcements before we sign off for this Monday morning. On September 17th, Cowboy State Politics will be broadcasting from Rawlins, Wyoming at the Carbon County Congressional Debate on Constitution Day. It'll be the first live broadcast of Cowboy State Politics, and I can't tell you how excited I am, so keep that on your calendar. Constitution Day, September 17th, live from Rawlins, Wyoming. On Wednesday's program, we'll talk with a parent from Sheridan County who's been actively involved in this whole mask mandate business that we're all about to experience yet again. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.